My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Here are illustrious athletes, or better known as our producers, compete for bragging rights.
Brought to you by Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app.
It's 92.9 The Game's Summer Games.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, here's Dukes and Bell.
Yeah, we're up here at Fins Up Water Park, guys. And by the way, for those of you who are seeking a luxurious retreat, you can enjoy a resort-style cabana. They've got a rental program poolside. I mean, there's stuff going on for the adults as well, and Mike mentioned it. They got adult beverages up here all throughout what was formerly known as Margaritaville. We're up here for day three of our summer games. Hope you're having a great Friday, man. This hour is brought to you by Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. We had a great conversation with Brian McFadden last hour, Mike, and we were talking to him about his piece that he did with Keon Coleman up there in Buffalo. And he said, he learned a lot from the young man, that he thought his football IQ was high. We hear that a lot with these guys who ultimately turn out to be really good players. I'll say this, and, you know, I talk about this a lot when we get to the season, because everybody thinks these teams suck and this team's bad. Man, these teams, the athleticism on all these NFL teams is very minimal, all right? It's very
– the difference, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
The difference between that. But, Mike, it's the execution, it's the coaching, it's the football IQ, it's the quarterback, it's the things that make you win. It's not necessary, because all these teams have great athletes on them. So to hear B talk about that with Coleman was interesting.
I mean, look at Carolina. I mean, that's the worst team in the league, but still.
That's right.
Because you're missing, like us, we've got everything right now but edge and a corner opposite A.J. Terrell. How do we scheme that to maybe hide some of those warts and cover that up? That's going to be part of the season. Now, again, hopefully our offense is going to be lights out, and that's going to make all the difference. But you're right. There is such a – why do you think that, you know, with the exception of a few games, for the most part, every team is within a touchdown of each other. Vegas's point spreads are pretty much on point. Rarely do you see – look at the Raiders. Look how bad the Chiefs looked. Now, that's a matter of – I think there's also a situation where you cross over where you've got veterans who've been there and done that. I'm not saying that you can throw the switch, but the Giants teams under Coughlin and certainly Andy Reid's Chiefs,
you're right,
can just throw that switch. Shanahan's team's got everything but the finish of the clutch at the end.
They don't have it. I mean, they've come close. They've been there. Some people say they should have won one of those, but it just hasn't happened.
But I mean, and we just talked about Buffalo and Keon. Now, Keon's going to step in and hopefully do what Stephon Diggs couldn't, which is elevate them to that next level.
It's going to be interesting to see. We are going to amp up our football coverage when it comes to our Falcons, guys, because nobody, and I mean nobody, is going to be at training camp and bringing you the latest with our Falcons like 92.9 The Game. So you want the coverage. You want to know what's going on with the guys. You want to know what's going on with Captain Kirk. Yes, I said it. You want to know what's happening with
Penix, you like that
with Penix, my man Bijan Robinson, everybody, Drake. We will have all of that, and then Mike and I will not only be there every day, but also we'll be broadcasting many days. And again, we'll give you all the dates, but starting next week, 3 days in a row, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we're at one of our favorite places up there in Buford, Hooters, hanging out at the Taj Mahal Hooters, and we invite you guys to come out and hang out with us. It's a good time. We will have Hey Man L on tap. I will tell you, we are efforting, okay? Efforting to get watermelon lime on tap at Hooters this time around. So Hopefully we'll get that, because I know, Mike, people have requested that. Hey, I want to try the watermelon lime. And they're like, it's not on tap? No, Heyman is, but the watermelon lime, hopefully we can get it.
It is kind of a unicorn right now. We're working, we're efforting to get more out on the street. But, yeah, man, hopefully we'll have some on tap for you. It's always a blast, and we have such great friends. Really cool to everybody who showed up yesterday. Man, that Picklin Social was the scene. By the time Carl and I got off the air.
It was crazy.
I mean, you had all of the, seriously, the cornhole pits were all filled. You had everybody playing pickleball indoor and outdoor. What a scene, man. Great
times.
Well,
and I don't know if you saw this, but when I left, right, there was about four ladies. They had these blow-up balloons.
Yes, the big birthday party.
Yeah, and they were celebrating. Stopped and said, hey, happy birthday. And they were like, oh, she's not here yet. So I get out to the parking lot. I'm about to get into my car, and there's this girl. She's all dressed up. And I go, let me guess.
It's your birthday.
And she goes, how did you know? And I said, well, your friends are in there, and they've got a whole thing in there waiting on you. She's like, oh, my God.
And it kind of, not to paint with a broad brush, but it kind of looked like one of those pictures of, like, the Alabama majorette group. No filler, all killer. Quite impressive,
yeah,
dare I say.
That's a good example. Hey, man, we got a lot to get to here. Steve Coonan's going to join us coming up in the 4 o'clock hour.
Yes, I am. To repudiate all of these negative comments, specifically Mike Bell has made about the Hawks. We are endeavoring to get out of this play-in rut, and I disregard your jibes about our direction.
What has Mike Bell said, Steve?
I've heard his comments about you couldn't pick out Dyson Daniels in a police lineup.
Could you?
Well, not really, technically, but now that he's a Hawk. So we'll talk to Steve around 4:40. We'll get his take on these moves to make sure that we have the most competitive team under the salary cap in the NBA.
Yeah,
under the luxury tax.
That laugh, by the way, is Landry Fields. Yeah, when asked about Trey and whether or not he would be a part of the long-term future.
He's quite an asset.
Yeah, yes. Okay, he values him. But that laugh was just a little bit weird.
Hey, well, before we get to the Blitz real quick, Steph Curry, while we're on the subject of NBA.
Man. Yeah, man.
Well, everybody's doing a lot of Q&A out in Vegas for the Olympic pre-Olympic games. Beat Canada the other night. Steph Curry saying that he thinks the Warriors are likely the NBA's last dynasty, or a team that can win back-to-back, or at least 3 of 5, like the way the Golden State, the Spurs, of course, did it.
Aprons. I'm telling you, and I said this to a guy the other day, you're still going to be able to sign your stars. Hell, Boston's doing it. They just gave Brown his deal last year. They gave Tatum.
Should already have one. Right.
Correct.
Now. They should have two.
Correct, because they've already been there. But, Mike, it's how long you're going to be able to keep your group together. That is what Curry is talking about. And unless, all right, you draft your core guys,
right,
and you're able to keep them under those rookie deals before you have to pay everybody, right? And then all of a sudden, like the NFL, these aprons don't allow you to keep these massive stars together for a long period of time.
Now, the question real quick, is that good or bad? Because when the NBA has the most success, it's when you have
rivalries.
Or you have the established rock stars.
Yes.
Michael Jordan, the Bulls, is still the greatest ratings. Now, granted, our viewing habits have changed, but the Bulls put up more numbers than anyone. When LeBron and the Big Three were taking on Dallas, when Golden State.
You're right.
I think the NBA, I got to be honest, I don't think this helps. And I think as long as it's a billionaire's boys club that owns these teams and guys are willing to spend, and I wish ours owner would do, I understand the logic of keeping competitive small markets like in the NFL, Indianapolis, New Orleans can win. Still, look at us. We're jammed up against it.
Yeah.
I don't like it necessarily the way the NBA has intended it to work.
I agree with you. I'm not going to debate
Oklahoma
this.
City will be the next one. How do they manage this great young talent before they have to start to leave? This guy's got to go.
Correct.
I can't afford that guy. Minnesota's up against it right now. They've got to win the next few years.
Yeah, Rudy Gobert's not going to be in Minnesota after next season.
Right.
He just won't. Because Ant-Man's going to get his deal, right? You traded for Gobert, and then they're going to be up against it, and all of a sudden, they're going to be looking at their roster. I totally agree with you on that, but that's interesting. I don't know if Curry's right, but I do think it has become harder
right.
for a team to win, I don't know, 4 over the next 6 years or 8 years, whatever their dynasty was. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's get to an NFL.
Welcome to the NFL.
With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
Look, man, I love Cam Newton. I'm serious. I enjoyed having a cigar with him a while back, talking a little noise. Mike, he's been on the show. He was a great quarterback. But, Cam, why are you mad at everybody? Like, I don't understand. And if it's just about the podcast, okay. But you know what? Cam was asked, Mike, about not being invited to Christian McCaffrey's wedding. Now, I got to say this. Whether you're teammates or not, and whether you guys realize this or not, not all teammates invite everybody to their weddings. Not everybody gets to go to all the events that somebody has. And sometimes it's not a personal thing. Maybe it's just a head count, or you know what? This guy's maybe more important in my life than the other. But it's not one of these things, Mike, where Christian McCaffrey said, I'm not intentionally inviting him for whatever reason.
You're friendly, but you're not friends. The video that dropped, and people, they apparently bring out lip readers that can analyze, they drop out the background noise, and you're McCaffrey basically saying, Greg Olsen, that, you know, that Cam doesn't reach out to him. Cam doesn't pick up phones, doesn't answer texts, basically ghosts him. And so Greg was asking, like, why wasn't Cam there? And he basically said, this guy doesn't talk to me. So Cam then decides to basically go hog on a wedding that he wasn't invited to, like he's 20, like he's a member of the OC. I got to be honest, Cam, it's very unmanly, the conduct. And I got to be honest, just grow up. Stop with this. It's like the joke about Teddy Roosevelt, the president. He was like, he wanted to be the bride at every wedding, and he wanted to be the body in the casket at every funeral.
Yeah.
It's like he wants to be the center of attention.
Correct.
He's so desperate to be in the mix.
Yeah. And Cam has, you know, done well with his
legacy stands on its own merits.
Well,
it doesn't need any more polishing.
No, it doesn't. And I was simply going to say he's done well with his finances. He's involved in a lot of different
business
ventures.
In the community, he's always doing great stuff here in the A.
You know, it's not as if he needs the attention. Let's hear Cam Newton.
Damn, see, Mac, I couldn't get an invite. I know what. Is it because of the Brock Purdy people? Was Brock there?
But you was the first QB, though. Man, there's probably so many.
You know, like, I wasn't there, see, Mac, because I would have crashed that. I would have crashed it, man. Oh, my God. It looked like they had so much fun, man.
Now, is he joking? Or is he serious?
Like everything else today, it's passive-aggressive.
Okay.
The message, the intent is there, wrapped in a little bit of humor.
All right.
Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm bitter. But I'm mad.
Because you are bitter. You is, man.
That's
you
just you. Egregious.
As Frank Zappa says, you are what you is.
Well,
he is.
He said that about the Cousins contract, by the way. That's where that soundbite comes from. Either way, come on, Cam, man. Were you joking?
And it almost like he played on the Wild Wild West. Remember when Will Smith shows up at Dr. Lovelace's party? And Dr. Lovelace goes, thank you for bringing some color to these monochromatic proceedings. Cam almost inferred like there was no one of color at the wedding.
That's why I said I would have crashed it.
Right.
All right, man. Meanwhile, let's hear from Aaron Rodgers. He keeps talking about Davante Adams. Mike, is he going to force the Jets' hand to try to trade for Davante Adams?
Ooh, man. They have a lot of weapons. They certainly have some they have to move somebody out of that wide receiver room, you could argue. But him and Garrett, is it Garrett Wilson? Ooh, that'd be a hell of a combination, right?
Yeah.
But you said it yesterday. You feel bad. I mean, I got no skin in the game with the Raiders, but you feel like Davante Adams went there because they could never pay him like that in Green Bay. He was excited about playing with his old college teammate, Derek Carr, and everything's gone to ever since he got there.
Correct.
And now you got a guy in Minshew. You know where the ceiling is. You're looking up at the Chiefs. It's a really tough spot. But to really swing that one before the trade deadline, the NFL is not like Major League Baseball. Trades are rare.
They are. Aaron Rodgers, you want to play with Devontae?
I love Lou Getsy. He's a fantastic coach.
Awesome.
But I love Devontae. I can't wait to play with him.
Awesome.
Again.
Aaron Rodgers, I didn't have this in Guy Talk yesterday. I believe he was in California somewhere. And somebody, a Jets fan, it was a charity event, maybe at a golf tournament or something. And some Jets fan runs up to him like in tears, please win the Super Bowl for us. And Aaron Rodgers like comforts him and says, I'll do my best.
Yeah, that's all he can say, man. Listen, there's a lot of pressure on Aaron. I mean, there was when he got there. But then with the injury and coming back now, am I skeptical about what he's going to be? Do I still think he has arm talent? Yeah. Listen, if you protect him, he'll rip you apart. Problem is, Mike, I got to be honest. He's not a young chicken. He's not a spring chicken anymore. Put pressure on Aaron Rodgers and force him to have to evade pressure.
Right.
I'm a little bit afraid.
Their offensive line, and Chris, you can jump in on the ranch because Chris is a diehard Jets fan. Can't help it. It's just the way he was born into it. Some would say it's child abuse. But is their offensive line good enough to protect him this year?
They signed a bunch of veteran guys in the offseason to come in. I don't know if they're going to stay healthy. You got the guy from the Cowboys, Tyron Smith, who was very, very good in his prime, but is kind of
He's
a paper
old.
Tiger
Banged
these
up.
Days.
Yeah,
so
right.
I would say the offensive line is probably about a B- to a B.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I would say that ours is a B+.
To your point.
As far as protecting Cousins, two guys coming off Achilles, one guy 8 weeks later than the other.
Chris, they drafted a kid that should be starting, but because they signed Tyron, that he's not going
to.
Yeah,
he's going to be their swing tackle.
Yeah, that's you know, again, why is he sitting the bench?
Right.
Anyways.
It's almost like signing a guy for $100 million and then drafting a quarterback.
I don't know what you're talking about. NFL Blitz is brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. All right, coming up, Charles Barkley says, Mike, you're cheating the fans. What is he talking about? And I have to say, I agree with Chuck again. You'll hear it coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and Odyssey.com. So, Will just brought his son Liam over here.
Right on.
And Liam was like, yeah, I want to meet him. I've heard all about him. I want to meet him. So Day-Day goes, do you know who these guys are? Kid's like, no, I don't know who they are.
Well, obviously, you've never met Chuck Norris and Yaphet Kotto. But anyway, yes, here we are, Dukes and Bell. Liam, man, having a great time. I feel so bad for these kids. They got to go back to school in a few weeks.
Yeah, it's that time.
In Long Island, where I grew up, and Carl grew up in Texas, in San Antone, we go back after Labor Day. What was it like when you were a kid?
No, listen, the time when we moved here, I remember my daughter, she was in second grade, and they were right. Like, school starts in August. And I was like, what? August?
I know.
What are we doing?
We had a three-month summer in New York.
But what I didn't realize, Mike, we had the long summer too, but what I didn't realize is they were out literally a week every month.
Right.
So, you know, when you start breaking it down, hell, we used to just get Thanksgiving and Christmas, and now, you know, you get fall break and winter break and spring break, and so you get all these holidays.
That's why
they get a lot of time off.
When you transition from Catholic school, we went to public school. My dad ran out of money. He goes, oh, you got to go back to public school. All the Saints stuff, Carl, it was great.
Yeah.
You know, All Saints Day. You get the day after Halloween off. That's a go-to when you're like a 15-year-old and – bingo, baby.
That's it.
But yeah, man. It's Saint So-and-So's Day. But anyway, man, great to meet Liam and his dad. And
yeah.
A great scene up here. We're at Margaritaville. It's Fins Up is the rebranded water park here at Lake Lanier Island. And Lake Lanier, the islands of Lake Lanier. What a blast today.
It's cool. I think just all the changes have blown me away after being up here for many years and coming up here and hanging out. I'm just – all the changes. It's great, man. And if you've not had a chance to come up here, again, we're at Paradise Cantina on the patio, but come check it out and see what we're talking about. I'll say this, Mike. I don't know where you're at when it comes to streaming. We talk a lot on this show about how much we pay for all these different streaming services. And, you know, when I turn on my Roku every night and I look at it and I'm going, I'm paying for that, you start to realize all these apps that you're paying for and how much I actually watch each one of them.
Right.
Which is – not as much as you think you do, right? I mean, I've got Hulu, and I love The Bear, and I watch The Bear, but, like, I'm thinking, how much do I actually watch Hulu on a nightly basis when I'm not watching one of these shows? It's rare. So Charles Barkley was asked about streaming sports because we know this is where it's going.
I mean, for people of a certain age, younger demos.
Absolutely.
Younger demos are more into streaming than guys over the age of 40.
I agree. And you know, part of this is, again, just basically, again, how you raise, man. What'd you come up on? And for, I think, Mike, to tell a, let's just say a 55 to 65-year-old guy,
right,
you're going to watch the game on your phone. He's going to look at you like you're crazy,
right?
The only time that's going to happen is if that person is traveling. Right. If they don't have access and they're on vacation or something, but just on a normal day, I don't see that happening. You ask a 20 or an 18-year-old, a 35-year-old,
they're cool.
That's all they're doing.
The other thing for me is, and I'll do this, and it's kind of funny. It's impossible sometimes with Formula One or a late game, an afternoon game in the NFL. If I'm playing golf or something, blah 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 blah. I don't want to know. I got the DVR. I want to sit it on the big screen. But younger people, again, call it, you know, viewing preference. I don't want to watch sporting events on my phone.
So let me ask you.
Younger people, there's no stigma to it. They've been doing it for years.
So with all the moving to streaming, and listen, Chuck and the guys from TNT
Or streaming on your computer to your television.
Television, whatever. But all those guys, they know right now that they're in limbo because they don't know if Warner Brothers is going to match any of these deals that the NBA has. The NBA is going to be in Vegas next week, guys. They're going to finalize this next week, and I think Warner has 5 days to match. I don't know what the timetable is. We can ask Steve Coonan about this next hour.
Right. And their branding, I mean, I know that some of the news properties taking some hits of late in the ratings, but what is going to be their signature thing?
Oh, I don't know. They just lost it. I mean, I think this is what you think about, at least for me, when I think about TNT. Sorry, all the shows that are on there.
Right.
I don't watch many shows on TNT. When I watch TNT or TBS now, it's been for the NBA. March Madness, when they have it. But that's pretty much it. Here's Charles Barkley, Mike, on streaming sports and why he thinks it cheats the fans.
Well, I think that you got greedy players and greedy owners. They don't really care about anything but how to make the most money possible. We should never put money above the regular fan. Everybody can't afford streaming. There's nothing wrong with streaming, but when you start just going to the highest bidder and you're not on regular television, I think you do a disservice to the fan. But in fairness, the players want to make as much money as possible. The owners want to make as much money as possible. But we should always never, the fan is always the most important thing. Because no matter how much money you make, if people are not watching, it's a lose-lose proposition.
It doesn't matter.
The DirecTV lawsuit. The NFL is now going to, by the way, they're going to give you like a $60 voucher towards your DirecTV.
Yeah, whoop-de-doo.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I'm with Charles on this. And it goes back to, for instance, the NFL. How did the NFL get here? Because your dad and my dad and your grandfather and my grandfather loved and lived for the NFL.
And watched.
And the players, like, and I know the sweat equity, the players stand on the shoulders of those generations before. But the fans, without people watching your sport, you're rugby. Period.
It's true.
You know, and I just think that they take us for granted because it is a drug. The Peacock thing with the Chiefs and the Dolphins playoff game, that was such a Rubicon, such a line that crossed over, which literally I think everybody, to Charles' point, in both television land and the league offices, all they saw was dollar signs because they know we'll pay for it. We'll pay it through the nose for it.
So at what point do they take a hit, Mike? Because here's the deal, and everything he's saying is right on. We talking about these sports, the entities that are the NBA, NFL, he's specifically talking about the NBA, obviously. But this is going to continue. When do they take a hit and realize that the average dude, right. Okay, and Mike and I say this all the time, listen, most guys listening to us, all right, We see the research. We understand what's going on in the real world and what you're doing and what you're making on an average and two kids at home and the mortgage, etc. We get that. So when you start saying, oh, on top of my damn cable bill, I'm now paying an additional $150, $200, Mike, most people aren't going to do that.
No. I mean, look, a lot of folks have TVs in their house. I don't know, Carl, if there's a better way to make this work, because we talk about this every time we mention it, guys will reach out to us on Twitter, the X, you know, Mike Bell, ATL, and put them up, C Dukes, or on our text line. My DirecTV bill is $240 a month. It's crazy. It's insane. If I could find a way to cut the cord and not go a la carte for everything, I didn't buy the Sunday tickets. I didn't want to buy YouTube TV.
But, Mike, if you do away with it, okay, and here's the choices that we all have to make as sports fans, okay? We're simply talking about sports. I'm not talking about your movies and all that stuff. That's a whole other animal. But if you do away with that and you just went and said, all right, I'm going to add ESPN. And for those of you who do not know, ESPN is going direct to consumer next year, okay?
Correct.
This is why, and I'm going to tell you right now, Stephen A. is about to be the highest paid guy at ESPN. He's about to get his 100 mil. Part of that is they understand putting him in different places will attract the direct consumer or the customer.
Right.
So what I'm telling you is this idea of ESPN being in your cable package as it has been for all these years, now, Mike, you have to pay $25 a month or whatever it is for it. Okay? So you got to do that. Then you got to pay for any other sporting entity. Let's just say MLB because we know what's going on with Bally's right now.
Right.
So I want to see the Braves.
Right now, half our audience can't even watch the Braves.
I'm gonna grab the MLB channel because I want to make sure I watch that. You start adding all of this up. Oh, I love the Hawks. I want to watch. Well, I can't because I got to get this. All of a sudden, your streaming services combined are just as much as you're paying right now.
Right. I've never watched an episode of The Mandalorian. I feel like I'm so out of the loop, but I just can't. I can't justify it. You know, the Peacock experience. I canceled it as soon as the Chiefs Dolphins game was over. I canceled it. Now I'll be back with it for the things I've got to watch next year. But you're right. How do you find that balance? And I understand some guys. If somebody can send Carl and I a tutorial on this, or here's what I need. You know what? I'll put this out there. I'm going to put this on Twitter and see if somebody responds. I want be able to watch the local news so I know if a tornado is going to hit my house.
True.
Right? That's important to me. I need Channel 2 and Channel 5. You know, I need all my stuff. The Sunday ticket, I don't want to go through YouTube TV. I know, between Fubo and the stick and everything else. I'm so out of the loop. Someone give me some guidance on this because, Carl, you're right. So many folks, once ESPN goes direct to consumer, that's $25 I'm going to pay. Because I've got to have ESPN.
Well, here's the deal. You say, if you're listening to us right now, and you go, Duke's, but I don't need it. That is until Georgia's playing in the national championship.
Correct.
And all of a sudden ESPN is the sole provider of the playoffs.
You can't watch the SEC without ABC and ESPN these days.
That's my point.
Period.
So everybody, we all have that nudge where you go, I ain't getting it until it's your team, until it's something you're interested in, and you go, all right, how much is it? And then you make the sacrifice.
Right.
404-726-0929. It's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. You can hit us up, find Mike at Mike Bell ATA.
I mean, put them up. See Dukes in the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929.
And one quick note, Jonathan Walker, literally 8 seconds ago, hit us up, says they got rid of DirecTV 2 months ago. We're not telling you because, again, we have some of these guys are sponsors paying over $300 a month. When streaming, we're paying $35 a quarter. Some of the problems, and I brought this up to you, I think we had this conversation about 6 months ago on the radio, not every rural area is as good with the streaming option.
Doesn't have the fiber optics, et cetera.
Where I live in North Coweta County, AT&T, Comcast, everybody is ramping it up, but streaming is not—it's not great. It's not bulletproof for a lot of our audience.
No, it's true.
Everyone lives inside the perimeter.
I totally agree, right, Mike. That's going on in Kennesaw, north of the city. Absolutely, you're right. All right, guys, you let us know what you think. Coming up, yeah, man, no man. Where are we today? Fins Up Water Park. Hanging out at Lake Lanier, guys, for day 3 of our summer game.
I must have really sent the message to Garrett for letting me down in the axe throwing. He's out there like in a dark gray dry fit in the hot 92-degree sun practicing his cornhole.
I saw that. By himself. Mike, I don't know if he's not going to let you down today.
Much like a disconsolate young Larry Bird after he left Indiana, Carl, Garrett's looking to bounce back.
We will see what happens. The competition is coming up. Joe Patrick is here. Day-Day is also here. All the
Joe
crew,
Patrick,
man,
was your secret weapon.
Dude, I told you that. That's why he was my number one overall pick.
He was your secret sauce.
Come on now.
You know what? Never go with a Family Guy. It's distracting.
Yeah, man, no man's next.
The team.
24 season pass. It's only $129.99. Includes admission for the entire summer. They waive that $20 gate fee at Lanier Islands at the entry there on every visit. That's a heck of a deal, guys.
Yeah.
Season pass currently discounted at $99.99 when you purchase 4 or more. Check that out as we are live at Fins Up Water Park again, formerly Margaritaville here at Lake Lanier for day 3 of our summer games. Coming up, we're going to talk to Steve Coonan in the 4 o'clock hour. We also have some college football to get to as well. Mike, I was looking at the schedule today, kind of laying out my season and games and all that stuff, and week 0, man, is the 24th of August.
Man, I'm going to be in Dublin, Ireland as Georgia Tech in a game I think they could very easily win. I would put them at even money, and I'm not saying that to be a contrarian. I just feel that DJ Uiagalelei, I haven't seen him in a Florida State uniform. I've seen Haynes King, and I think Haynes King's ceiling is higher.
Yeah.
I think we've seen 3 years of DJ Uiagalelei between Clemson and Oregon State. But I'll be curious to see how Florida State and Mike Norvell in the transfer portal, which he's been living in, can handle that kind of – I just think – I know Brent Key is going to have Tech ready for that game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm betting Tech. Hey, coming up.
I mean, look. If I was in tally-ho, I might be there with you.
I don't even know what the spread is, but I like Tech, too, just because of the quarterback. Hey, this hour is brought to you by Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. Coming up, as we mentioned, 4 o'clock hour, some college football on the way. Right now, let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man. He's the former MVP of his high school football team.
Not really.
From New Jersey.
The Cavs are here.
And gives rapid-fire questions. Here's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Chris Thomas.
Turtle, what is going on? Turtle's back at the studio today as he has a bridge show between Mike and I and what's coming up tonight on the station. But while you're missing out, Turtle, I'm just telling you, man, we're right here on the beach. I mean, right? The beach level, Mike. We're looking out. We've got great scenery here. You're missing out today, man.
I had my fill the last couple of days, especially getting to play the role of commissioner yesterday, stepping in for
Mike
Conte.
Great job, by the way. Great job running the show yesterday as Team Dukes technically has already won this. They've clinched it, but we've made an arrangement where perhaps today through the game of cornhole, maybe, just maybe, Team Bell can retain some glory.
Mike, a couple of words you just said there that I can't repeat in the radio. Nice job by you. We'll discuss.
All he said was glory. I said
cornhole and retain some glory.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that one in the break. There is something going on in Hollywood right now that is taking the internet by storm and questioning what you can do as a man when greeting a woman. So if you guys missed this, yesterday in L.A., 3 very attractive people took the stage. Megan Good and her boyfriend, Jonathan Majors, one of the power couples in Hollywood, were meeted and greeted by another famous actor, also very good-looking, handsome man, Michael Ealy. When Michael Ealy met Megan Good, he decided a hug was the appropriate way to greet her. But this was not just an ordinary hug. He decided to wrap his arms around her, squeeze her tight, lift her up in the air, hold her
slow down. That's too much.
And then put her back down. All while her boyfriend, Jonathan Majors, was standing right there watching the entire scene unfold. So this caught fire on the internet. So, boys, what is the proper etiquette when greeting your friend's girlfriend?
Well, is it the first time? Do they know each other? Because if they have a previous experience or two, then maybe that's cool. No, I mean, I talk about it all the time. In the old days in the office, you'd say, "You look great today, Allison." Now it's, I don't even say hello. I don't even deal with HR. But as far as the social setting with the girlfriend, nice to meet you. Handshake.
Yeah.
And if she reaches out for the hug, then we'll do the awkward, I don't know you, quarter hug.
Yeah, I feel like whether you know them or not, which does matter, only because it puts context into the greeting, okay? It's like a woman you've never met, and she comes up, "Oh, my God!" And, and she hugs you and gives you a big kiss, and your wife is sitting there, and you're like, "I don't know you like that." Like, if that is your best friend from childhood, and your wife has known her for years,
everybody's pals,
that greeting is different. So it does play that way. But I will say this, for the most part, man, it's you got to be on the up and up. I think that's completely tacky. I'm sure Jonathan didn't appreciate it at the end of the day. Mm. And when you talk about picking my girl up, man, and then you hugging her like that, come on, Mike, slow down.
Yeah, I know one dude.
Where was his hands, by the way?
I was going to say, did it slide below
the
belt line?
How did he pick her up like that? I mean, where were his hands, Turtle?
Mm.
They were waist level, but
no, I don't like it.
He squeezed. There was a full squeeze while he was picking her up. It was a little.
That's too much.
I don't like it.
That's too much.
As we like to say, it was uncouth.
That's animal. That's not sexy. It's animal.
Yeah. So, fellas, if you're out there and you meet your friend's girl, don't do what Michael Ealy just did. Otherwise,
well,
you're gonna
get yourself. I mean, seriously, Turtle, it's almost like, "Oh man, I've heard so much about you. Come here, girl," and then you squeeze and you get a quick feel. Like, there's something wrong with that.
No, I mean, I don't know, man. Unless I know the person, unless they engage, if the girl comes, "Oh my God, I've heard that much about you." Okay, then if you want a hug, you go full frontal, okay.
Is it ever appropriate for a peck on the cheek with a friend's girlfriend? Like
only
a friendly
if you know
peck on the cheek.
I think there's got to be an established relationship with the friends.
Yeah.
If you do it European style, where it's like you barely even touch.
Yeah, that's accepted there. I don't know if it's accepted here. Listen, if you guys think we're playing around, try with your lady and see what happens.
By the way, I just looked up Atlanta Black Star News, Carl.
Yes.
My only source for Black Star News.
Of course.
Fans call out disrespect as Michael Ealy's,
it is,
quote, menacing embrace of Megan Good appears to have boyfriend Jonathan Majors fuming.
Yeah, man. I think that's the thing for me. It's just about the respect, man. If she's open to it, even if she's cool like that, I just think you got to show the brother respect.
Although Michael Ealy does have those Gregory Abbott eyes. Girl, I'll shake you down.
Got them doe eyes like Prince talks about.
I couldn't stop looking at his eyes.
But did you guys see what Jonathan Majors looked like in Creed? That's not a dude I'd want to mess with.
Right. No, but everybody, look, years ago, a friend of mine in the movie business, who does our friend Munson does security, and the joke was, just because you see somebody handling a machine gun on television,
doesn't mean that's who they are.
He was the same guy that was a nerd in drama club that got stuffed in a locker in high school.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, Eddie Murphy just said this, and I finally watched. By the way, Orn, I watched AXOF. It was good, man. By the way,
really?
Good. Yes. They did an excellent job of tying it back into the original and the second one, which are really good. Here's my point, though. Eddie Murphy did an interview, and he was like, "Look, all that gun pulling, and it looks good on film. Unless it's not in the script, I'm not doing all that. Like, they make it look that way. That's not who I am." And to your point, Mike, like, all these tough guys in the movies, you know, if y'all think Tom Cruise really run that fast, he doesn't in real life, okay?
So you're saying Eddie Murphy's more Dr. Doolittle than Axel Foley?
Correct.
I think we've established
more Nutty Professor than Axel Foley, yes.
Yeah, Nutty Professor, yes, yes.
All right, one more before we get out of here. This one is from one controversy to another, I might say. So the NFL, the official NFL Twitter account, is doing this thing where it's putting out what they consider the Mount Rushmore for every team in the NFL. And the Atlanta Falcons' Mount Rushmore has come out. I'm just going to give you the names, and I'll leave you the platform to react. Matt Ryan, Michael Vick, Dion, and Julio. That is who the official NFL account considers the Atlanta Falcons' Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, man.
Julio! though?
I'm down with it. I know that we could argue, we could debate, because Deion had such a small sample size that Jesse Tuggle should be on that Mount Rushmore. But, you know, Deion is such a brand. And, you know, and Tommy Novus, I know that nobody saw Tommy Novus play because Atlanta was a much smaller market in the 70s. I know it's always tough to get down to the final four, as it were, Carl. But, yeah, I mean, you can't argue with that. That's the biggest brands nationally outside of Atlanta.
I'm mad at the way it ended with Julio because I think it ruined our team.
Where is Julio?
But I will say he's one of the best to ever do it. And, I'm with you.
You know, can
this.
I say this? I'd rather have Roddy White on that mountain than Julio.
Oh, there you go. But I got to tell you, like, if you said Julio, I'm just tripping because, again, at the end it didn't go down the way I hoped. But that's fine. Julio's contribution to this organization cannot be disputed. And the other three are no-brainer to me.
Right.
Listen, I don't care how long Deion played here. Nobody had more pizzazz
right.
than Deion and what he brought to the ATL, period.
I need some too legit
to quit. Come on.
Any consideration for Grady Jarrett?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
Grady, Jesse Tuggle's great. Mike Ken, Jeff Van Note. But again, offensive linemen never get the juice on a Mount Rushmore.
No.
So it's going to be the skill position.
Yeah. No. Now, if we go to the Super Bowl this year, Grady's an All-Pro.
Right.
He ups his level. He is right up there. Do not get me wrong. He's one of the all-time best to put on a Falcon uniform. The longevity now, 10-year guy. But when you talk about the difference makers, you just named all four of them.
Right. Now, again, you know, Chris, we've said this a million times for guys who are new to the show. Because it's not Atlanta's fault. If you grew up in Atlanta, and I know how much you love these guys, especially some of the people I sit with in Section 342 that you sit with, Carl, at Mercedes-Benz, but nobody knew I can't lie to you. I never heard of Tommy Novus till they moved to Atlanta in 98.
No,
but if you put him on the Jets, Giants, or the Bears, he'd be in the Hall of Fame right now.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, if Kirk Cousins only plays here for 3 years, which we all think is going to be the case, but he wins a Super Bowl, does he get on the list automatically?
Ooh.
And who are you taking
Ooh.
Out?
Ooh. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like the Kurt Warner in Arizona argument, right?
Right. Kurt Warner, imagine they beat the Steelers.
It's a chip, man.
Right.
It's a chip. Yes, he does. He absolutely gets in there.
And again, by virtue of two things, guys, there was no ESPN back then. The only way you would have seen the Atlanta Falcons in Los Angeles or New York was when Howard Cosell did the highlights on Monday Night Football. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
It's going to be hot, but it's going to be nice. Real quick, what are we eating this weekend?
Oh, good call, man. Well, you know what? I've been thinking about doing a variety of things. We've been, you know, on vacations and doing all this stuff. Finally settling back in. I'll be honest, I'm trying to get ready for football season. I said today, I was looking at the schedules, trying to figure out games and weekends and all this stuff. But coming up this weekend, because it's going to be warm, and Mike and I are actually going up to Cloudland on Sunday, and we'll be up there Monday doing the show.
So that's my kind of week, Carl. We're going to play 18 and do the radio show on Monday.
On Monday. So we're going to send you some food that we'll be having up there. That's what we'll be doing.
I did mine last night. Our good friends Steve and Alex were hanging out with us at Pickle and Social.
Yeah, I'll see them tonight, as a matter
of fact. I was texting them, and they were laughing. I got home last night, Chris. I had those Costco, like, you know, the bacon-wrapped fillets. So I put two on the grill with, like, you want to talk about the ultimate, like, bachelor dinner? Me and my dog eating Doritos, potato salad, carrots dipped in Chick-fil-A sauce in the barbecue sauce, and steaks.
What did he eat? You fed Ike this?
No, he gets the bacon. He gets the bacon around the steaks. I eat those steaks.
You're hurting that dog's belly.
Will you stop it? He's a lab. They're like a steel trap.
They do. They do eat anything. They do.
Mike, you know what? Sounds like what I'll be having for dinner tonight. So on that note, Orion.
I was like, what's in the fridge? There's still some potato salad. It's got one more day on it. I'll eat that. Some Doritos and some steaks.
Come on, man. There's two cats that showed up in this city that you were super excited about. This is one of them.
And two of them are on that Mount Rushmore.
That's it. I'm just like.
Prime time in Ron Mexico, baby.
All right, guys, coming up, we'll talk some college football. We're going to talk to Steve Kuhn, Hawks CEO, about all the moves or lack thereof. Apparently, Mike Wallace will be joining me again today at 4:40.
No, man, it's Friday. I'm chilling like a villain, man. I'm excited with our new direction.
He's so full of it. He's Dukes and Bell.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.